We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
Sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's on Francesa on the Fan on this Friday the 13th, the 13th day of the month of July. As we head into the weekend before the All-Star Game, finally, the All-Star Game will be upon us. And you will see a lot of, as you expect during the All-Star Game, you will see a lot of NFL stuff start to filter forward, which has happened today with the, you know, quotes from McAdoo, which, hey, I don't know why everybody get excited about McAdoo quotes. I mean, you know, they're not very important. But, hey, you know what it is? People are starved for football, so it's football. It really is. So that will start to really come to the fore during the All-Star break. It always does. And you're now a couple of weeks, really 10 days away from a training camp opening. We will be at Giant Camp 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact, amazingly as it seems. We will be there on the 27th to talk to the new-look Giants, who I have told you I believe will be vastly not only will be vastly improved, I think they're going to play very well this year. I see that McAdoo second that, but of course he's going to say that because it's just human nature. It's the call to make, because then you can say, hey, that's right. If you're not going to say they're going to play badly, because then it's a double whammy. You left a terrible team and they got better, and I also said they were going to be bad, so now I look like a jerk. Now if I say they're good, well, then I was right. I made a great prediction, and at least I don't have to deal with it from that standpoint. So that's just human nature from that standpoint, in one ear, out the other. But he had a lot to say. He had some more to say, I gather, about Beckham in an interview that he did with Peter King that will be released on Monday. So they can wait for that. And I think the point was that I gathered from what I've seen in the things they released already, it was that basically that he could have handled Beckham a little differently, which, you know, I agree with, because he and I had one very well-documented knockdown dragout over how, I mean, it was ugly for a while, over exactly how Beckham was handled and his lack of discipline, which became one of our, you know, very famed interviews. We had a couple of them, but that one was probably our most famed interview, was our battle that day about how he was sparing the rod and ruining the player with Beckham, which was always my take. Seems like he may have, I haven't seen his words yet about that, but it sounds like he may have come around to that thought process himself as he sits down in Florida awaiting and getting paid, waiting to maybe return to the league, you know, this next year. Mets lose. Well, what else is new? Not that it's very important. Yankees win. That is important as they best Kluber last night when neither ace was very good. So the Yankees back to winning ways against the Indians, against another good team. They continue to do that and have done that all year. Got it from a lot of places last night. You know, Gaudy's been playing and getting big hits. Bird's gotten some very big hits lately. So from that standpoint, that's been better. And the Yankees move straight ahead towards the All-Star break, and for most of them, although some of them will have to visit an All-Star game, and they continue to chase this Red Sox team, which does not lose. It will, but right now it doesn't lose. And baseball, as you know, is a game of streaks. It always is a game of streaks. You want to minimize your losing streaks and maximize your winning streaks, but it is very much a game of streaks in terms of your offense and in terms of teams' ups and downs. It is very much a game of streaks. We got some guests this afternoon, including the Indian general manager, who is someone I've known since he was a little boy, obviously. He's not anymore, and that's Mike Chernoff, who is the son of our program director. He will join us, and I know his name has been mentioned with the Mets, and why wouldn't it be? But he cannot comment on that, you understand, since he already has a position with the Indians. So that is something that he and I cannot discuss, which I hope you understand. But if Jeff is to go outside, and Jeff and Fred are going to go outside the organization to look for a general manager, which I believe they intend on doing, there is no reason, and as a matter of fact, they would be wrong if that list did not include my 330 guest. And I would say you can take it to the bank. It will include. I would say you can underline that it will include our guest. Now, the Indians have to grant permission, remember, before you can even talk. They have to go grant. He's under contract to the Indians before you can get anywhere. But you know what? He'd be a very good candidate, one that, you know, I would fully endorse. But again, there's a lot that has to go on. He has to want the job. First of all, the Indians have to grant permission. He has to want the job, and then they have to get together on the job. And right now, we don't know if any of those things will happen. We don't even know if the Mets will go out and have a search for a general manager, but I believe they will. I think two things you can pretty much count on. One is that Callaway will survive the season. I would say that I feel that you could pretty much guarantee that he will survive the season. And number two, that they will go out and at least kick the tires on some other candidates before they make a decision on a new general manager. And they will leave to that general manager, I believe, the fate of the manager and also the fate of the top players on this team, and especially the top pitchers on this team. I do not expect either of the big two to be traded before that. I think it would be stunning if either was. I think it would be shocking, actually, if either was, because I think they would rather wait to do that in the offseason if they're going to do it at all, and I still think it's remote. But you know there's always a case where somebody gets so intense and just so heated trying to win it this year and just goes over the line and just offers something that is hard or impossible to turn down, where the offer is just so game-changing and mind-boggling in its attractiveness. Well, if that happens, you have to seize the moment. Will that happen? Odds are highly, highly against it, but you never say never. It's always at least a small possibility. Scherzer wasn't great last night. Didn't have great stuff for him. Didn't have great stuff. Only struck out five, walked a couple. Did last seven innings, which is, you know, nothing special for him. But it was not the overpowering Scherzer last night, but enough to get the job done. Mets made it close, but then falls short. Mats was okay. Wasn't great, but he was okay. And the Mets fall to the Nationals. You know who did not look good last night was Murphy. Not that he didn't look good at the plate, but he just looks like he's on a really bum leg. He really seems like he's hampered right now. And you look, he's had no season. He's been up 80 times. You know, he's got a homer and 10 RBIs. He's been up 80 times on the season. He has really, really been battling that knee problem. And it does not look like it's healed from what I saw last night under any circumstances. And, you know, we had the whole thing earlier in the week where Mickey Callaway tried to tell you that he tried to outfox his Philly counterpart when he did not wait for the pinch hitter to be named, and that he really wanted Blevins against the righty because he gets righties out and he's been struggling against lefties. Well, I wonder last night then why he brought his lefty specialist in to face a lefty, since he knows he only gets righties out, and watched as the pitch landed about 410 feet from home plate as Harper deposited a room service fastball from Blevins, you know, into the porch with a mighty swing last night. So I was saying, yeah, well, what was the problem this time? If he only gets righties out, then why is he coming in to face a lefty who can take him out of the park as it goes out of the park? Well, Again, he would have to answer that one. I didn't stay around to watch him answer that last night, but I'm sure he had an interesting one. What he had was another Met loss, and that's where they are as they head towards this All-Star break, just continuing to pile up these terrible, terrible defeats, and they have now found the bottom of the division. So in a year where Miami did everything it could to just basically turn its team and almost basically, you know, show that they were going to disband for the season and have zero in the way of competitiveness, they actually have statistically a better record than the Mets, which is hard to contemplate, but they do. So that's where we are. We got a lot to do on this Friday, a July Friday. It feels like a July Friday, Friday the 13th. Get it all rolling right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.